was at Nova Studios in Bryanston Street, near Marble Arch, where they did Stretch, and we had it all. And he was very, very into country at that time. That is the outlaw country. He was very ahead of his time, being into Billy Joe Shaver and people like that. I mean, he probably wouldn't want it admitted these days, but he was deeply into all that. He, well, you know, I don't know what particular trip he's on at the moment, but I haven't met him for years, and I'd love to work with him again, but, you know, sometimes I find his attitude a little indulgent, but, you know, it's my own personal take on it, because he could sing the Yellow Pages and it would sound fantastic. And how somebody with such a melodious, fantastic, natural voice can be so picky about what he chooses to sing and why it matters so much.
Yeah,
I understand all that. It's something that, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, this is...
The fact that he seemed very open and very sharing and quite different to the way he appears today. Then, he seemed very happy. I think he was living in Copenhagen at the time. He came over and did those two albums, seemed very into progressing, outlaw country before anybody else had really discovered it in my distant memories of it. But it was a great honour to work on those records, because I instantly recognised how good a singer he was. Well, that I can't say. All I can say is he was, you know, pretty nice. I think actually I came to it because I'd done sessions for Del Newman.
Another guy I'm trying to find, yeah.
Is he still around? If you speak to Del, do tell him to get in touch with me, because I haven't seen him since then, really.
I will.
With Del Newman, that I worked on those sessions. But I know that they were working together a lot.
Yeah.
Del, that I did the sessions, but I have no idea who instigated him doing albums of that genre. I would have thought that as he had done two albums of that sort of music, it was something that he instigated himself. You know, you don't tend to do albums of music that isn't necessarily commercial like that if you don't want to do it.
Oh, so it's his quotes, you know, so...
Memories for me, I can only tell you how it felt. As much as I know, he seemed to be into it. I mean, and anybody that does two whole albums of that sort of progressive country music has obviously, you know, got to have a say in it. You wouldn't, you know, he couldn't have been that much of a puppet, I would have thought, to do two albums of that sort of music. But, you know, I can't say that I wasn't there.
But it wasn't particularly commercial.
Well, that's what I mean. Why would he want to do stuff that wasn't commercial and wasn't the sort of stuff that with which he was connected if he didn't want to do it personally? I find that hard to understand.
Sure, okay, that's...
Everybody, I mean, it's a great section, great musicians on the record. I think, was it Dave Mattox playing drums and Kevin Peake on guitar and, you know, all the faces, basically.
Do you know any of these guys, any of the guys from those sessions now?
I haven't got the list in front of me, so I can't around. They may not be doing sessions, but you know, some of them are still about. Is Alan Parker on there?
He's not on Stretch. He was with Work.
Then people did sessions between 10 and 1 in the morning, and they break for an hour, and then they come back and there will be a session from 2 to 5. And that's how, you know, that was the schedule for doing straight sessions. And it was all the players together. That's the way it was done. An awful lot got done in that sort of time. You can't say it was better or worse. It was just the way it was. That was the way people operated back then. The technology dictated it. I mean, he probably overdubbed his vocals. I wouldn't have, you know, he probably... I think he did rough vocals while we were playing, but he probably redid them afterwards, I would imagine.